but we're kind of looking to see who's who's interested and how often might be appropriate to meet, given that, you know, it's going to take a couple months before we'd really be ready to revisit things. But sure. We don't want the plan to just put a beep on a shelf.
So, Jennifer, I was a little remiss. I sent a thank you email to each of the group members, and I asked that question in light of, would you be interested to stay informed on the activities for the annual reports? And Judy and Christina and Eric and Matt have all indicated they do want to stay involved in that manner. Being as how the first next time we're going to have something to report would be our first annual report of 2022, I don't think continuing a formal organization is really appropriate. I think that would be an unreasonable draw on their time and expectations to do that. But I've committed to inform them when the annual report is ready to be published. And at that time, you know, if we want to have a kind of an informal meeting, we could do that. But I think that's where I see us handling that at this point. And I'm appreciative that everybody has been willing to stay involved at that level. So,
sure. And you know, your note, this is Judy, and the note that you sent out, Mark, was just, and Jennifer too, you guys have just been really great to work with. And I need to be reminded of just a way on, you know, on what the timeline is. I mean, how the timeline's going in comparison to the transition plan. Is there a way to know how that's going? If that makes sense.
What we're planning to do is an annual report. And the way I've got that organized right now, is that we will do that in the first quarter of the year following the reporting period. So the first time we would do a report would be like in February, March of 2022. And Jennifer has furnished us with some samples of what other agencies are doing on that. And we're going to talk about those here in a few minutes, I would imagine. Yep, it's on the agenda. And come up with a format for how we're going to do that. What it'll basically look like, I think, it's going to be basically kind of an introductory statement on why we're doing this. And then we'll summarize the various elements that we have in the annual report itself. We have the PROWAG, the public right-of-way portion. We have the programmatic portion. We have parks and facilities, and what was the other one, Jennifer? It seems like I'm missing something.
Buildings.
Oh, yeah, buildings. So mm-hmm. Parks and buildings. And so, and we'll do an actual tabular summary of, I'm picturing a tabular summary, which has where we were at when we prepared the transition plan in terms of, like, for instance, sorry about that.
That's okay. I understand.
Probably a robocall.
Really?
I don't know. That we would list the amount of facilities that we inventoried and identified, and what we had hoped to accomplish in the year, and then what we actually accomplished in the year, and just update on a yearly basis as we move forward with this.
So, yeah, I understand that. And that sounds really good. I was wondering about is if there was a way to see a timeline of we're currently doing this, like if there was a way to check as things are going on. I mean, the report sounds fine. I was just curious.
Yeah, that would be a little difficult to do, I think.
Okay.
Picture happening is like David Lee is going to, and he can speak to this. He keeps a pretty good tabs on ramps, for instance, and he updates that at the end of the construction season or the beginning of the following year. So to tell you what's going on, probably the easiest way to know is we do post our projects, our public works projects on our website pretty much continually.
Okay.
you would know if there was a road project, and you can assume that there's a road project, then yeah, we're building ramps. And the other things, though, you know, like our buildings, the way we've scheduled to do these updates, they're all going to be done within our existing maintenance activities. For instance, if we've got identified handicap accessories and bathrooms that need to be dealt with, our crew will handle those over the course of the year.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't even know that stuff until I asked my supervisor to summarize it.
Okay. This helps give me a concept of how that would work, you know, like as far as, you know, I can see that all of these things fall under just the general heading of the maintenance, and then they come into play automatically because they're part of the plan, is what I hear you saying. And so, okay, I was just trying to get a handle on how that would work.
So would it be safe to say that come February, March, there'll be some type of public, or at a minimum that Judy, Christina, Matt, and Eric would receive an email that we've compiled an annual report? Is that?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and that does help the way you explained the hierarchy of all of that and how and so forth. So yeah, I get that. And, you know, plus when we're out and about and we're going to, you know, as we come across things happening, you know, we're going to see what goes on, you know, if we happen to be in an area. So sure. I was just curious about how that would work.
Yeah. Matt's already seen some of that, haven't you, Matt?
I was blown away when I was going across Ferry Street. I'm sure that gravel was already there.
All right.
The government never works that fast. I was very impressed. Thank you very much, Mark.
You're quite welcome. And again, we appreciate, as Jennifer already said, I've appreciated the suggestion committee made about what projects we should prioritize, and the township and state intersection hopefully this year. We're in the process of preparing the final design for that and the estimates, but it looks like we're going to go forward with that. And we're even going to pick up a few on Eastern Street. I don't know if you ever used Eastern Street, but we have some non-functional that we've had.
What street was that, Mark?
Eastern Street.
That's the one by the old True Value, right?
Yeah, it's south of True Value and going down to the new library. So we're going to fix that area.
All right.
Well, and Mark, this is Judy again. And, you know, Brad Windler, I work with him quite a bit, you know, like being chair of the community advisory committee and with Skagit Transit, and he's enjoyed working with you too.
Yeah. He's another displaced Hoosier, I think.
That's what you said, yeah. And I never realized that.
Now, I was sitting in we meet monthly for the Council of Governments. We have a technical advisor, all the directors, and Brad sits on that. And I had my Purdue Boilermakers hat on one day, and I set it down on the table in front of me, and he said, "Go Boilers!" That's what I found out. Actually, it's from Lafayette, Indiana. That's where Purdue University is located.
So
anyway, that was interesting.
That's great. Yeah, I enjoy working with him too.
Okay, well, Mark, would you, or in terms of discussing the annual reporting, do you want to go through some of the examples I found, or how would you like to kind of discuss those items?
Yeah, David, have you had a chance to look at those?
Not, but quick cursory looks. So, you know, there's a lot there, just kind of getting, you know, the gist of what they're talking about, but I haven't gone in depth.
Okay. There were a couple of examples that I thought had some good promise, and what I think we probably should do, Jennifer, since David really hasn't had a chance to look at it, is just talk about it in broad strokes. And then my plan was towards the end of this year to actually develop something like you've already given me and just try it out on what we're going to actually do when we prepare the first annual report.
Okay.
And then build that, and then that'll be something we can tweak and maintain as it goes in the future. David's already got a pretty good listing he does on the ProWag stuff, so we'll just have to add something in for the other parts and pieces there.
Okay, that sounds wise.
I do plan to provide that as a report to the council, and as Bill mentioned earlier, I'd usually wax a little too long on these type of things, but I'll certainly, you know, bring that to their attention and review it with them. And I'll let the committee members know about that. So if they're interested to dial in, they can do that.
Okay. Let's see. I wanted to maybe showcase one item that could be of interest here. Let me bring it up. It's the GIS tool that one agency uses. And I'll share my screen and once it's loaded here. So here is an example of a GIS story map with tabs that gives an overview of Lane County in Oregon. And the reason I display it is because it's one way to share map data if that's of interest to the city. Granted, this shows quite a bit of data. Judy, it's tabs by year, so you can look in 2019 and see what projects the county, where they did updates, whether they were ADA ramps or ADA push buttons. And so it's an alternative to we would of course provide an accessible version that's, you know, a screen readable friendly document. But thinking about, you know, maybe for people who a visual source is more accessible, that there is this mapping technology is an option. And there's also a way to go to specific projects to, it takes you straight to that project on the map to highlight places where work has been done. So it's an option for agencies like the city that has GIS technology. And so it's one possible way to have one of many formats to explore where projects are making upgrades. This may not be the approach that's appropriate for the city of Cedar Worthy given time and resources and other priorities, but I did want to just put it out there as, you know, accessibility is, you know, the main thing I've been told is provide multiple formats.
Right.
I wanted to just show that while we were together for the members of the group to consider that paper is definitely the usual means of communication, and there are other options. They require time and effort.
Yes.
But I want to just put it out there as agencies start to utilize their GIS in these public facing ways. Sometimes that's not appropriate for an agency given its data, and you don't want people getting all nitpicky when something's not exactly perfect.
Sure, I understand that. And that kind of goes along with what I was asking, but I just didn't know how to articulate that properly. So, and I see what you're saying, you know, the time and resources may not work, you know, for the city to do something like this, but yeah, that kind of a tool is kind of a neat thing.
Jennifer, do you know, is that like a ESRI module that's an additional charge for them, or is it something that's included in their basic product or anything like that?
So I can sidebar with you and David. I have a basic subscription and on an annual basis for GIS, and ArcMap is the desktop software that David and I use, but there's also a suite of online applications that even the lowest subscription level basic that I have gives me access to that. So I'm actually working on developing a portfolio of our company's projects to share on our website. That just is a map to be like, oh, we've done a roundabout here, we've done a signal here, as a different way to share our portfolio of projects. It does take time to learn the applications, but that's been something that'll be, I will be spending a lot of time this year increasing my skill level in that. And I'm also taking right now a do-it-yourself massive open online course that ESRI offers free to their subscription holders about how to use these apps and what they do. So I can talk with David or you another time to kind of introduce you to what's out there on this on ArcGIS online platform.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Jennifer, this is Matt. Forgive me if I'm missing something. When we took the survey, there was a GIS way to track ramps and signals, et cetera. So, and what you just showed us for replacing what we looked at when we did the survey?
The survey that we did was one of the, what they call applications that the ArcGIS product and software provides. It's one of the tools that you have access to as a subscriber to that software. So we used it in this case for a limited time period to get public input on ramps and give people a way to mark a location as well as describe their ramp or barriers that they experience. So it's a tool that the city could continue to use in the future. Currently it's turned off for the moment. It's not active, but that is one of the tools on this software, the online tools that make it easy for the public to interact and provide information to the city.
And what you just showed us a minute ago, that's a different tool.
Repeat that one more time.
What you just showed us a minute ago, that was a different tool.
Correct. That's a different tool. You could think of it as you completed a survey and it created items that you can see on a map. And then the story map that I showed you, it's a way to share data points with the public. So it's kind of, it's a different way to show information. The survey was to collect information, and the story map with the tabs is a way to share that information with the public for a future, for a different purpose.
Okay, thank you, that's helpful.
Okay. Okay. Well, the other item left is to discuss the remaining contract budget. So is that something you'd like to continue discussing internally, Mark?
I think so. Judy and Matt, if you don't have any other questions, if you wouldn't mind just going ahead and logging out, we'll finish up here. And once again, thank you so much for participating and your willingness to stay involved on it.
And thank you so much too. We really appreciate this a lot. And just call on us if you need us for anything.
I'm honored that I was asked to do this, and I'm happy I got to be involved with today, and I really enjoy working with you to have this opportunity. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, Matt. We appreciated it. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, until next year, I guess, if not before.
Okay. Oh, can I ask one last question?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I meant to ask you, I forgot, the Dropbox link, do you want us to click on that and read anything on there?
Oh, that's a Dropbox links is for the city. That's how I share my documents with them. So the final plan will be on the city's ADA transition plan page. That's where everything will be stored.
Okay, and then I already read the 94 pages. Do you want me to read the 94 pages again for all the edits? Or?
No, you don't need to do any of that, Matt. It's pretty well done. Jennifer just made a few corrections and various things, so we're in good shape on it.
Okay.
If you're going to sleep some night, that would be a good way to take care of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.